On the phone with us now is Monroe County Councilman. Is it council? I prefer to say council person, Marty Hawk. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
It really is cold outside, so no matter what the temperature on your cell phone says,
well,
my puppy dog says it's cold out there.
Is your puppy all cuddled up with you?
You know, she's sitting right here next to me, and I'm hoping she won't start barking. I usually put her in her room and shut the door, and then she for sure barks. So,
by the way,
let's
try something different
today.
I saw the picture on Facebook. That dog is just pure cute.
Oh, what happened?
Terminally cute. She got it trimmed.
I didn't
see that.
You're
just trying to put me in a really good mood this morning.
Oh, that dog.
Anybody who brags on my dog is now my best friend.
Now, it's a poodle mix of some kind. It's white.
She's a Bichon.
Oh, Bichons are gorgeous dogs.
I like little dogs.
I'm so jealous. I want one.
So.
Oh, I love her. And I've been lying for years saying she was 5 because I didn't want to fess up to the fact that, she's 15.
Oh my. But little dogs live a lot longer than bigger dogs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we continue to lose some weight over here.
Well, you know, the great part about it, Marty, is when I was doing news in Chicago for NBC, we had a little bitty dog, and I'd come home, and, you know, you're mad at the world because of what's going on around you, and this little dog somehow gets its head underneath your hand, and next thing you know, you're scratching its head, and then it flops over on its back, and you're scratching its stomach, and you can't be mad. And some of the stuff you're dealing with on the county and politics and things, that dog's got to be a great reliever.
Oh, she certainly is, and helps me stay grounded. You know, it's really nice to have you feel like you really have family there waiting for you to come home. Because she is my family. So, and truly after some of these meetings, you need to have somebody say, welcome home, Mom.
Marty, the front page of today's paper is talking about, the county is talking about some of its road work for 2017, and that Fullerton Pike area is one of the areas they're talking about. What can you tell us about what's going on there?
Well, I don't have that in front of me right now. I do know that the biggest push that we will have this year is working with our highway department and keeping all these contracts, getting all the engineering going and the construction going so that we will be ready to meet all that we can to be prepared for all this new construction going on. And I think that's going to be the highest thing on most people's minds for this next year is all of that road construction. I have to say that because I can't pull it up on my screen right now, it's because my credit card was compromised.
Oh.
And I had to order a new one. So because of that, I can't get my Herald Times today.
Oh,
so
no.
So that credit card had better show up today.
Well, let me give you
be careful with your credit cards because if you ever allow somebody to, a company to charge on your credit card, they think they have the right to do that forever. And
right.
You better be watching because they will do it. And then trying to get rid of it is something else.
So, Marty, let me give you a summary of what they're talking about. And in the paper, it's talking about Roar Road, the widening by the Country Club Bridge, and some updated projects, and they talk about construction of phase one of the proposed Fullerton Pike corridor and work on the bridge by Country Club Drive are among a number of major public works projects, the Monroe County agenda for next year.
Right, and I knew that to be the case, and of course that bridge there at Country Club Drive, literally you could almost see through some of that. When you would go over it, and so they've been working on that, and that has been a long time coming. So we're real grateful to be able to pull dollars together to be able to do some of those things. And the other big thing that we're working on over on the west side as well is that connection between Whitehall Crossing and Profile Parkway, so that we can connect that in Whitehall Crossing.
That's out there by the old GE plant.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and you're going to extend like from Curry Pike over to by the little shopping area?
Well, and that's really beginning to be one of the biggest shopping areas, and people
right.
stopping there for restaurants and so forth. And so we really do need that connection, and that's what I'm looking at now. There'll be a meeting Wednesday night with our redevelopment commission, and they'll be going over some engineering issues on that. And, of course, that's what the redevelopment commission works on, and they're trying to figure out a way, different ways for it to hook up over there to Whitehall Crossing. And so there's going to be alternatives and engengineering alternatives.
Well, that sounds like that'll make things a lot easier for folks over there once that's done. That's been needing to be done for a long time.
Right, it sure is. The other thing that the Redevelopment Commission will be looking at tomorrow evening, there's two really big things going on. And you may say, well, what does that have to do with the county? Well, it certainly does, because it's our tax dollars.
Yep.
It's local tax dollars that's being decided upon by that redevelopment commission. There's two things, one of which has to do with Ivy Tech. And I don't know whether you're aware of this, whether anybody's mentioned it to you as yet, Keith, but for whatever reason, Ivy Tech can no longer give as much for the matching dollars for rural transit to provide transportation from downtown Bloomington
right.
out to Ivy Tech. And so they want the county taxpayers, which is the majority of those dollars going into that TIF area, is connected to the Richland Beanblossom taxpayers.
Right.
Because that's the reason why our taxes are so high over there and our tax rates are so high in Richland and Beanblossom to support our school, because so much of the higher assessed value is being captured by the TIF. Well, it's always like a two-edged sword. If we didn't have the TIF, we wouldn't have perhaps the kind of job growth we've had. So that's important. So it's always a balancing act. But it seems to me rural transit should be going to the Bloomington Redevelopment Commission and asking for dollars, matching dollars. If they want the students from Bloomington to come out to the county to go to Ivy Tech, why aren't they going to Bloomington to ask the money instead of coming over here to what has been known for years as the Richland TIF? I haven't quite figured that out.
And literally what they're talking about is people coming from downtown Bloomington and going over to Ivy Tech. They're not talking about picking up people, say, in like the Whitehall Crossing area or something like that.
Well, it says project location, downtown Bloomington to Park 48.
And by the way, that includes Tassus, Cook, and Baxter out there. It's not just Ivy Tech.
Okay, all right.
Right, but the it does say the Ivy Tech Rural Transit Partnership makes Ivy Tech attendance possible for many students and Park 48 employees. Now, you know, really, I get it, and I'm of the two minds of this. Of course, we want to continue to encourage all of the education possible, so we'll have a great workforce. I'm just suggesting that I don't understand why they're coming to the Richland TIF for the extra $25,000 that Ivy Tech can't come up with, evidently, through budget cuts. They used to always provide $50,000, and that draws down $203,000 in state and federal funds if they've got that kind of a local match. But now this year they're saying Ivy Tech can only provide $25,000. And so they're
coming. So do we have any numbers of how many students or how many workers are using that particular bus line?
I have not seen the numbers.
I would really be curious about that, because the thing that I have noticed repeatedly when we talk about different things with the bus lines is that it almost seems like it would be cheaper just to pay for people to have a taxi to go over there than what we're paying for bus service.
Well, all I'm looking at is what they have on their request. It says that this allows rural transit to provide an efficient free public transportation option for the students at the Bloomington campus. I don't know why they're saying Bloomington campus. I mean, whatever. I mean, that it is out in the county. Might not always be, but that's where it is now. I mean, you know, because at some time, Bloomington may come out and annex, and that being the case, then their city transportation could go there. This will probably pass. It's just like I think that we should at least have an open discussion about
right.
it.
Yeah.
Because
again, Marty, how much is this costing per individual using it? Because, I mean, some of these numbers are just outrageous how much we're spending for a bus to transport very limited number of people.
And it may very well be that they have full buses
that
from
might be true.
Downtown Bloomington
that might be true.
Out to Park 48. That may very well be a really great route. I do know that that's a route that Rural Transit has said in the past it's important to them because they are able to draw so much for each passenger from federal government funds and state funds. And so
are you going to
the,
that meeting tomorrow then?
It's tomorrow.
Are you going to?
I'm saying tomorrow. It is. Tomorrow is Wednesday. This whole
no, today is Wednesday.
Trying to get
it's
caught
Wednesday.
Up on what day it is.
It is Wednesday today. Is it today? Is the meeting today?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
This is not the day that all of my girlfriends are going out to eat hamburgers today. Sorry. I need to just keep it all in track here. Yes, it is this evening, and it's also the evening that I had planned and time out with my lady friends. So I don't know. I'm just thinking this is pretty big. Now, the other thing that is really huge, which is important to our school district over there, is that they are discussing the contract with our school district, the Richard Bean Blossom, for the STEM program, that science, technology, engineering, and math. I heard you guys talking about math, so we need all the help we can get on that, don't we? But that's a huge amount. It's like $270,000. Now, whether or not that will be approved, I guess we'll find out. But the point of that is because when they extended that TIF, remember it was set to expire, and they determined no, they would just keep it. The RDC determined they would keep it for X number of years, thereby the Richland Bean Blossom taxpayers were not receiving the benefit of reducing our taxes, and also our school was not receiving the benefit of those additional dollars tied to assessed value that goes into the capital projects fund. And so this was discussed at that time, help out the schools because of your extending this time frame, help out the Richland School to the extent that it's possible. So we'll see whether or not this is going to be approved. But it's because that the Richland Bean Blossom Schools is a local responsibility, that's the reason why I would feel better about spending local dollars on a local responsibility rather than spending local dollars on a state responsibility.
Marty, we only have a couple of minutes. I know you usually like to say some greetings to people because of the holidays coming up.
Yes, absolutely. It is a wonderful time to remember family and people around us that we are love so much. I would like to take one more second here, if I may, to share something with locals that they need to look for, and that is if you have purchased a home in the last year or even before and you didn't get around to filing that exemption, if you have not filed for your homestead credit, then you must do that before the end of the year, and that is huge. Now, most folks have done that, but if for any reason you did not do that, then you must get that done before the end of the year. Also, if you want to file for a senior citizens discount. You have to do that before the end of the year. There's deadlines for these things, and it saves a lot of money on your taxes. So I just want to remind people, because I don't want anyone to have to pay one penny more in taxes than what they absolutely have to.
Well, thank you for that, Marty. We appreciate that.
And that will make for a much better Christmas for a lot of people. And I hope the two of you will have a great Christmas. If I don't talk with you before, I don't think I will be.
No,
well,
you won't.
You
have a Merry Christmas, Marty. Thank you
very
much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.